Jobs and tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Job growth slowed last month. The Labor Department is reporting only 75,000 jobs were added. The trade wars with China and now Mexico may be to blame for that. Economist Gus Fauché says this has the potential to be just a blip on the radar.
I think that is an indication that this is perhaps a confidence problem. That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
Trade talks with Mexico continue. The White House is calling for a 5% tariff to take effect on Monday. Economic advisor Kevin Hassett says talks are progressing, but...
But whether they've done enough to satisfy the president, who knows this issue better than anybody, is something that we'll find out.
A top donor at the University of Alabama says he believes the school is punishing him after he called on students to boycott enrolling at the university in response to the state's new abortion law. The university's board of trustees voted to return a $26 million gift to Hugh G. Culverhouse Jr. and remove his name from the law school. I'm Ed Donahue.